This story is titled Susie's Handicap by Lynn Carpenter and used for this tape with permission. Run, Susie, run! Susie stretched to run faster as her teammates cheered her on. Third base, she was safe. Could she make it home? Out! Cried the catcher. He tapped Susie as she touched home plate. Or was he ahead of her? I'm not either, Susie puffed. More arguing followed. We'll call it out, the teacher's firm voice settled the question. The lively game resumed and everyone played with enthusiasm. That is, everyone but Susie. Inside, Susie was upset. How did the teacher know she was out? I know he didn't see me, she mumbled to herself. He said that because he doesn't like me. Susie's unpleasant day had started that morning when she suggested they play prisoner's base for recess. Immediately, the boys had disagreed. No, let's keep on with softball, one of them had spoken quickly. The majority of heads nodded in agreement. We'll play ball then, the teacher had agreed. Susie felt hurt. Why didn't the others like her idea? Couldn't they play something different once? The day moved on. Fifth grade English, the teacher called. Papers rustled and soon the grading began. You'll need to do your lesson over, the teacher said as he was standing by Susie's desk. A 55% is too low. I think you can do better. Do you need help to understand it? Wordlessly, Susie shook her head. Have the teacher help her when he was so strict she had to redo her lesson? Today she didn't want his assistance. Why didn't Roy have to redo his lesson? His 58% was almost as bad as her grade. Tomorrow is Friday, the teacher was speaking to fifth grade. How many compositions for this week are done? Well, everyone raised their hand but Susie. Even Roy's hand was waving in the air. I'm even slow, Susie added this thought to her self-pity. The afternoon was not a good one for Susie. At last recess, the opposing side was ahead with one more run than Susie's team had. That's another reason the teacher said it was an out, Susie brooded in the corner of her seat in the van on the ride home. He didn't want to let my side win. Then it would have at least been a tie. Around her, the van load of students were laughing and chatting merrily. Susie sat silently. Her self-pity was growing rapidly. Why didn't someone tell her what was so funny? Why was everyone laughing? Friday morning, Susie had a headache. After all, nobody seemed to care how they treated her. Mother insisted she get up early enough to work on her composition and to do the breakfast dishes. Father told her to hurry to the breakfast table. Her little brother called her slow when she was the last one to the van that morning. Who would hurry to get to school when the teacher wasn't fair? And if anybody at home cared about her, they would have helped her to find her books so she could be on time. Rain pelted against the windows as they rode to school. Well, no ball games today, she thought with selfish relief. At noon, one of the girls was showing pictures of a trip she had taken. The teacher had gone through them and agreed that today would be a good day to share them. Susie sat at her desk, working on the nearly due composition, while the other students gathered around the pictures. It was rather hard to finish a composition with the people around her enjoying the pictures. But Susie sat alone, and no one coaxed her to come join them. They don't even miss me, she thought. All done? The teacher gave an approving smile as Susie handed her composition in. Almost, Susie felt her resentment melt away, but she wasn't ready to let it go. Somehow she was enjoying it too much to chase it away. English class came again. Susie had forgotten to redo yesterday's lesson, and she had skipped a part in today's assignment. 63%, she whispered when the teacher called for her grade. What did you say? The teacher frowned slightly. What was happening to his usual A student? Susie repeated her grade with red cheeks. Now, why did the teacher ask her to repeat it? Did he want her to say it twice so everyone else could hear it? Susie mulled over this new thought. No doubt she would have to do this lesson twice, too. At the end of the day, the teacher produced a bowl of delicious-looking red and yellow apples. I will set this in the back, he announced. Each of you may take one as you file out. The students were delighted with the treat. Shining eyes smiled their thanks. Susie decided to file quietly past the bowl. Almost she took one, but no, the teacher didn't like her. Maybe he didn't bring enough for her. Susie, the teacher said kindly, don't you care for an apple? Quickly Susie took one then and hurried away. He just did that to be polite. Really, he's watching me like a hawk, she thought gloomily. Last one in the van again, and nobody cares if I am. Susie flopped down in the corner and sighed. Life seems to have a lot of problems. Carelessly, noisily, she set the supper table. Susie, Mother commanded firmly, do your job right. Sloppy Susie, Evan teased. Sour Susie is better, Brent commented. She's sour all day at school and comes home. Still sour. I'm not sour. Tears began to push out of Susie's eyes. Boys are mean. Nobody's nice to me. Nobody cares. She burst out. She turned and ran to the solitude of her bedroom. Alone in the cool darkness, the tears fell unchecked. Supper time, Susie. Mother's gentle voice reached her. Susie jerked awake. Why was she sleeping before supper? Then she remembered. Things had gone wrong, and she had come to her bedroom to be alone and sort out her thoughts. She must have cried herself to sleep. But it was after supper that her thoughts actually began to get sorted out. Come to the living room, Mother invited. We have some talking to do. What is bothering you? Mother began gently when they were alone. Tears threatened to surface again at the kindness and caring Susie felt in Mother's voice. It all came back in a rush. The teacher doesn't like me, Susan complained. He picks on me. He doesn't want my side to win in ball. He makes me do my lessons over when he doesn't make Roy do his lessons when he gets a bad grade. I'm the last one in the van. People laugh at me, and nobody cares. She wailed in frustration. Susie, Mother questioned gently, do you feel sorry for yourself? Susie nodded. How did Mother know? You have feelings of self-pity, Mother continued. Self-pity is a handicap. It cripples the mind until you cannot see things clearly. You imagine that things that are not true. Now let's go over what you told me. Did your side win any ball games this week? Susie thought. Well, really, they had won on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I guess we did, she answered reluctantly, but the teacher made me taken out, and I wasn't. Susie, Is it that important? Things like that can be hard for the teacher to decide. I'm sure he did the best he knew. You are a poor sport if you cannot accept the teacher's decision. Now, about redoing your lessons. Did the teacher change his rules? Susie shook her head. Has Roy ever been able to get an A? Again, Susie shook her head. You know you've been last in the van, and I have noticed that. But it's not been necessary. Your self-pity has made you tired, careless, and cross. Now let's look at the other side, other statement that you made, that nobody cares for you, nobody does anything for you. Who sent the rain today? God. Who provided a house for you to live in? Father. Who cooked your breakfast? You. Who packed your lunch? Julia. Who gave you an apple? The teacher. Who did your chores when you were sick? Susie squirmed uncomfortably. Brent. And who remembered your birthday this year and forgot the others? Grandmother. And you can truthfully say no one cares? Mother looked at Susie closely. No, Susie admitted sheepishly. Her walls of self-pity were crumbling fast. I have two things for you to do, Mother continued. First, you need to apologize to your brothers for calling them mean. Then tomorrow, I want you to make a list of anything kind, big or little, that anyone does for you all day. Then we will talk about it in the evening. It was hard to apologize to Brent and Evan. They in turn said they were sorry for calling her name. It was good to have it off her mind. Saturday morning, Susie was a willing helper. After breakfast, Julia dried the dishes for her. Usually that was Susie's job. It would be a good time to start your list, Mother reminded her. She handed Susie a piece of paper divided into two columns. The first column was labeled, Who Cares for Me? And the head of the second column was, What Did They Do for Me? Mother had the first one filled out for her. God cares. It gives me another day. On line two, Susie wrote, Julia cares. She dried the breakfast dishes. Then Mother cares, and she prepared breakfast. By noon, Susie had more to add to the list. Brent started the lawnmower. Julia combed my hair. Mother washed my clothes. Evan helped empty the trash. Julia ironed my Sunday dress. Father fixed my bicycle. At bedtime, Susie had a nearly full sheet to hand to Mother. Do you still feel sorry for yourself? Mother asked. No, Susie admitted. Everyone is kind to me. That's what I wanted you to realize, Mother approved. It is a serious handicap to let self-pity dominate your thinking. There are adults who get in the rut of self-pity. They aren't sure they can do anything right. They wait for compliments from others and feel hurt if they don't receive them. Sometimes they enjoy feeling they have a hard life. They may begin to think God cheated them. This is wrong. Father and I do not want our girl to get in that rut. It can be a long road out. Susie, do you understand what I am saying? Susie nodded her head. At least she had grasped part of it. Maybe when she was older, she would understand it more fully.